This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for a very special edition of Baseball Nuggets.
All right, let's get to it. I will be leaving The Fan at the end of the month. So that was what I was going to say. Tuesday, obviously, people were like, what are you teasing? Ended up, they didn't want me saying it yet. So I respected the wishes of the station. But Friday, I got the go ahead that we could say this. And obviously, I'm pumped about my job as the Rangers analyst on television. And I'll be doing approximately 100 games there for the Texas Rangers. And just looking at it from the station, looking at it from the perspective of how much I'd be traveling with the team, me looking at it on the duty that I have to do Ranger games, that it just wasn't going to be really possible to do both. So making the split, we'll be headed to spring training at the end of the month. So my last shows on the station will be at Surprise. Covering the Texas Rangers, which is very cool to kind of end it that way.
Probably poetic.
Yeah, I don't know if many people know my story on how I got, let's say, to The Fan. But in 2011, after the Mavericks had won the title, it was a weird text or call. I honestly can't remember how much phone conversation or text it was. But Greg Williams, Grego, reached out to me and he goes, Mike, I really think you'd be great at The Fan. You know, what are you up to? What are you doing? I'm going to put in the word with Bruce Gilbert that you should come over here, this and that. And I was like, this is out of nowhere. And I'm like, well, thanks, Grego. That would be great. But I'm like, my career's over. I know my career's over. I screwed it up and I deserved what I got and I am done. But cordially, yeah, thanks, Grego. No problem. And Bruce Gilbert at the time was the station manager here and
saw him at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And so right before the Ranger season was coming to an end in 2011, Bruce Gilbert reached out to me and he said, hey, Mike, love to meet you. We've never met before. And so I met him and we talked about things and he said, look, I obviously have no position here available. But I just wanted to meet you and get to know you. I've heard some good things about you from multiple people. And, I said, well, what are you doing for the Rangers postseason? Cause it's about to start 2011. Rangers are headed to the postseason. And, I said, I'll do Rangers post game postseason for you. If you're looking for that, I'll do it for free. If you think I can do this, I can prove it to you or not prove it to you. And so he called me back a day later and said, hey, I can't let you do it for free, but this is a good idea. Come on, and whoever's on, they did not have the Rangers in 2011. The Rangers weren't here at 105.3.
That one year.
So when the game's over, we're going to go to kind of a 30-minute to an hour Rangers postseason, postgame, you know, deal here. And who's ever on is on. So I worked with Richie Witt and Grego and Sybil.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And then that's when I got to meet you guys. I think it was the Detroit series, right? So they beat Tampa. I didn't do a show with you guys, but then early on in the Detroit series, I believe.
Derek was pitching the game, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And so I jumped on with you guys after the game ended and did that. So that was the first time I ever got to work with you guys. And then I don't remember the timeline, but then Bruce left. You might know the timeline better. Maybe a year later or so after that October 2011.
I think he left in the a little early in 2013.
And so Spittle was coming back from Houston. He was here early on when the fan started, and then he went to Houston, and then he came back. And as he was coming back, he reached out to me. I was doing part time stuff at the fan, so I was filling in when there needed to be fill in time. I was doing some Rangers post game stuff, and I believe by that point the Rangers were back on the fan. Spittle said, "Hey, I don't have a job for you today. I'm taking over, but I want you to be part of this. Just give me some time and be patient." I said, "All right." And so, in September of 2013 is when you guys took over the nighttime show that Gavin / the G-Bag Nation was leaving to go to middays. And so Gavin and Jeff and Chris, and then I was added to the midday program, the G-Bag Nation, in September of 2013. I'll remember that date because on that date, our first ever show, I also was inducted into the Duncanville Hall of Honor for sports.
Cool.
So that night after the show was over, I went to Duncanville and gave the speech and accepted the award for going into Duncanville's Hall of Honor.
Mike, around that time, by the way, Gavin Spittle did ask both of us if you would join the show, if we'd be okay with that. And I said, "Well, what would we call the show?" And then we were like, "The bench, the dugout." We just kind of let, like, the bullpen.
Yeah.
And so, but then you joined G-Bag Nation and we got to hear you every day there.
Yeah, so I just want to say that that's how it started. And then obviously G-Bag Nation got moved up to afternoons, and I was with them, but I couldn't do that. Family-wise, I couldn't do it. Wanting to keep doing the Ranger job, I couldn't do it. I was doing pre and post.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not doing the stuff I'm getting to do now. And so got moved back. That was something that I wanted. I loved you guys. Not that I didn't love G-Bag Nation, but I was like, I think I can work with these guys and it can be a really fun show. So that started right before COVID, pretty much.
Yes, it did.
We made the big change. Broadus got added to the station. He went to the G-Bag Nation and I was with you guys. And then COVID happened. So our first year or so of really working together for the most part was all Zooming. Corey and I Zooming at home. Kevin didn't care about COVID. Mm-hmm. And so he would come up here and say, I don't believe in this thing. Right?
Every day he'd be like, COVID is over.
Are we stating that?
COVID is over. Get into the station.
Yeah, I'm on Tinder doing my thing.
You know what? That is a tough argument for me to go against because I did get married that year too. So you make a good point. I didn't realize it, but I guess I was.
And so I've got to be with you guys now for approximately 6 years.
Yep.
And you know, I'm super excited about what the future holds. I hope that I do a great job with the Texas Rangers. I hope that I can be close to as good as my mentor, Norm Hitchkiss, as the great Tom Grieve. I understand that those are high expectations to live up to. And there's been other people. Busby was great at it. You know, I can remember as a kid, Jim Sundberg jumping in there some. I've been a Ranger fan for a long time. And to get to do this is just an unbelievable dream come true. And so I will be leaving the station effectively. I believe it's February 28th. It's literally the last day of February, I believe. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's, but I think February 28th is the Friday in Arizona will be my last show on The Fan.
And I just want to, for clarification, I'll allow you to take it over because I've already seen this question come.
It has a dentist appointment that day.
Dadgummit. Two bad things in one day.
For what would you say to the people who think that maybe you'll just be gone for baseball season?
No, this is permanent. So when, let's just say, the Rangers hopefully win the World Series or whatever. Obviously, we wouldn't be doing broadcast in October. That the playoffs go to national games. But no, I will not be coming back in October. And doing radio. So this February 28th literally will be my last day with the station. Now, I guess you can hear me because I will be doing some pre and post with the Texas Rangers, and it'll be a simulcast this year. So it'll be on television while also on 105.3 The Fan. So you could hear me chiming in with Jared Sandler as Jared's leading the pregame or leading the postgame here on 105.3 The Fan, but doing the radio show with you guys and stuff like that. And you guys have known, by the way, just
sure.
Kevin and Corey have known for a while.
Yeah, this has been really tough.
We've had to keep it quiet for a while here, but with the blessings of Gavin Spittle, we are able to tell you, the Tolos, our friends, our family, we're able to tell you guys now today that I have 4 shows this week. I have 3 shows next week. And then I have the 5 shows in surprise. And so I am down to, including today, 12 shows left on The Fan.
Do you think you'll still listen to our show?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, I'll be. I mean, and there's part of me that
we just gained a listener.
This is very comfortable. You know, I've been doing this now, like I said, for a while, but September of 2013, full time. So I've been doing this for a while. So this is very comfortable.
Yeah.
And working with the Rangers, I love doing it, But I know that that's a very competitive job. If you look at the people that are hired full time, yes, there's national spots too, but there's 30 teams. And so there's 30 of those jobs. Now, there are, like last year, we had Valley and me and Murph doing it. This year, it will be me predominantly doing it and Murph doing about it'll be like 2/3 to 1/3,
yeah,
for Ranger fans. That's about how it'll break down. So I know it's a highly competitive job. And know that I'm going to do the best that I can and to do the best that I can and to give it my all. I don't think it was possible to do both. And obviously the Rangers saw it that way. The fan saw it that way. And it was not like, I don't know how to say it, but everybody was together on,
yeah,
this. The people here at the fan, the people with the Rangers, we all understood what was happening when we came to the agreement that I would be doing the majority of Ranger games.
Well, look, I, like you said, we've known about this for a while, but still even hearing it, like, it's bittersweet because on the one hand, we're really sad that, yeah, you're going to be gone. But on the other hand...
But happy at times.
Yeah, that's fair. I am 85% sad that you're leaving. No, I'm just kidding. But, like, on the other hand, you're going to be the predominant color man on the Rangers TV broadcast. Like,
that's awesome. And you were our
guy.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, you were ours. He was ours, you know, as, yeah, people chanted before.
And like I said, I know I'm out of time, but I never thought that that was possible. Even last year in November on vacation with my wife, she asked me about my dream job. And I said my dream job would be to be on radio or television for the Texas Rangers. But I know that that's probably not possible. But that would be the dream job. And then who would have ever known? A week or two later, CJ... Nikowski gets the job with the Atlanta Braves, and John Blake and the Rangers call me up to interview me for the possibility of calling Ranger games as the analyst. And I was like, this is unbelievable. So that's it. It's not today. It's not over today. But we have 12 more engagements to listen to my sorry butt on the fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.